move off my way. Me and my somebody. Hey! October is celebrated as Mental Health Awareness Month. That's the remix. Latest statistics regarding mental health from the World Health Organization about Jamaica stated that in 2020, the total number of admissions into mental health hospitals is a whopping 765 persons. Now, in the context of the Jamaican society that battled when there was triple digits recorded for COVID-19 cases in a country for a day, this is a very high number. Unfortunately, in Jamaica, there is a negative stigma associated with the mental health among the general populace. Maybe it has to do with the name of the hospital, which is the Bellevue. And to my limited knowledge, once you are admitted to that hospital, you are branded as mad. Ironically, we call mad the same people that walk the streets in the corporate area or rural that really may be more accurately classified as homeless people. This is a pretty long intro today, but on Views From Over Here, we will take a mental health day and put some of this mental health into perspective. So let's get started. Since maybe the last 5 to 7 years, many popular and not so popular people have been coming out saying that they have mental health issues because it has become quite popular and it is no longer being considered something taboo or not to be mentioned. So for example, you have Kanye West, or should I say Ye? Well, this example may be quite debatable based on his past encounters and utterances. But you also have examples like Naomi Osaka, which kind of caught me by surprise based on how well she was doing in her tennis career. Which means that the pressure is real. Vince Mensa, with his hit song Down On My Luck, spoke openly about having mental health issues. And also another example is our Canadian superstar, Justin Bieber. He also stated publicly to be struggling with mental health issues. And unfortunately, Conscience, that sing Broke Off Your Back, his brother, Delmar Spence, committed suicide due to mental health concerns. Therefore, the struggle is real. So first and foremost, I must say, I'm not a doctor. And I don't have any expertise in medicine. But I, just like any average thinking person, and bring forward this topic that have baffled a lot of people. And still, the mystery surrounds the understanding of mental health. Right now, a lot of things fall under the broad mental health umbrella. You have anxiety disorders, bipolar affective disorder, you have depression, you have schizophrenia, you have paranoia, you have post-traumatic stress disorder, and you have psychosis. But notably, in Jamaica, according to a 2007 Global Burden of Disease database, the data revealed that depression and anxiety disorders were among the most common, with 4.1% of the people having depression and 3% having anxiety disorders. So the numbers are there. It is difficult to really have a handle on trying to understand mental health. Maybe depending on your own life, you may pass through some form of minor or mild mental health issues, so to speak. Of course, some of the mental health concerns will be more traumatic than others, as well as maybe more sustained. But luckily, no, we have a lot of treatment that is available for people who claim to be suffering from this. But on the flip side, a lot of people use the same medicines and abuse those substances and end up with mental health issues. Possibly, them take up where them can't manage. I personally have met a few persons that after a couple of draws of a spliff-tail or a big puff of a chalice, and then that's it for them. Them gone. Mad. especially if you hear about those that take the marijuana laced with the lizard tail. But enough of that. I'm not trying to make anybody mad. However, more trying to shed some light on the mental health issues that seem to plague the society of lately. As I was mentioning earlier, that most drugs for the treatment of mental disorders are available free of cost or at a subsidized cost. However, to access the free medication, one must be registered in the National Health Fund, and we're talking about Jamaica here. But the mental health care is also free, and this is available at all public hospitals and several clinics island-wide. Some persons, they just don't like using the public health services because of the long wait times. And many persons get treated, complain that they don't want to be seen going into a mental health clinic in their community because of the stigma associated with it. But it should be noted that no individual should be denied care in any public facility. If you or someone you care about is experiencing mental health issues, you need to know you're not alone. Help is out there, regardless of where you are in the world. There are several issues surrounding the lack of understanding of mental health, and they are confined to certain places and culture, like in Jamaica, that sensationalize mental health issues, and that reinforces the negative connotation, which is the main problem, which is an ongoing one in Jamaica and throughout the Caribbean. As I mentioned earlier, it is difficult for the average person to differentiate between a mad person at Bellevue or one that is homeless on the street, as both are branded with the mental health issues and it has a negative outlook. Did you know that the society we live in, or more so the North American culture, mental health is used as an excuse to justify some wrongdoing? A lot of accused persons are brought before the court, and their first line of defense is mental health, or a plea of temporary insanity. Interestingly, there has been a few cases that people in Jamaica penal system classified under mental health that are lost in the system and have little or no representation, which led the Chief Justice of Jamaica to set up a mental health task force to examine issues surrounding persons deemed unfit to plea. To close off this discourse, we have an opportunity now, with more readily available information, to provide sensitization and definitely shed some awareness to make the public aware of the preferred way to reference mental health. Hence, the October that we are in, which is being recognized as Mental Health Awareness Month. Also, this will help with the average person being more knowledgeable to identify when themselves or others have mental health issues. This approach would help with the removing of the stigma associated with mental health. Our mental health directly influences how we think, how we feel, and how we act. It also affects our physical health and work. In fact, that is actually one of the best things for protecting our mental health. But there's a thin line, as it also can adversely affect us, and it can cause many stresses and problems that are directly related to working also. So good mental health and well-being is not an on and off experience. We all have days or weeks or months where we feel resilient and strong and optimistic, regardless of the events or situation. But the opposite of that is true, where you have months where it's not so good. So like physical health, mental health is not fixed. If you look at it, mental health exists on a continuum or a range, from positive at one end through severe symptoms and all the way to another end. a positive and supportive environment at work, at school, or at home can make a huge difference between being at either end of the spectrum. So take care of your mental health and others.
Views from over here. Sharing ideas, thoughts, inspired by life lessons, current affairs, and experiences from Yard and all over the world. Tune in now and every time to hear a refreshing spin on simple but profound topics with a straight Jamaican perspective and twist. You may never know, the views heard could be your view the next time.